Shalom. And for we who are in the central time zone, we've had very cold weather and then it's turned to a very warm day. So very interesting how weather is. Bless the Lord, but we welcome you whether you're under snow or you're in the hot area. I heard of specifically Indio, California. I remember some good times there many, many years ago. And then I heard Washington, D.C., and so it's just so thrilling. And Max is over there in Jordan and Quinn and others in Minneapolis. It's just so thrilling to get together. We have about probably half as many at noon call as we do in the morning, and I'm sure that's because people are at work. But thank you for joining. And in the meantime, I got to contact by text Candace, Pastor Candace, and she just wants to thank you, WWPs, for sending our young people to see David. We now have paid for 399. We reserved 800, and that means we've got 399. So that's going to all go to the young people, or it might go to their youth leaders, because youth leaders bring their youth. And for everyone that can be impacted, I thought of something while I was, between prayer times. I thought, if each of you who gave to send would ask the Lord, please, the person that I'm sending, apply it to someone and move on that young person to receive everything you want them to receive at the rally. And that way we'd have lots of prayer going up for the rally. I talked to Shelley between prayer calls, and I said, Shelley, that prayer call was so wonderful. Heaven will be probably pelted with requests because faith, you know, is measurable. And faith and confidence in prayer probably rose to an all-time high for the WWPs. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of requests went up to God. Bless the Lord, for which we are so very thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to make one more announcement, and that is the movie The Great Awakening is going to start showing in theaters April 3rd. And I want to tell you about those Sight and Sound people. They are so wonderful, wonderful Christians. I know them. And they have allowed us. We're having our 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. I'm going to be teaching it next week, and I think I told you that one day I woke up and I saw the letters O-R-A. And or in Hebrew is light. But I was shown that these mean outpourings, revivals, awakenings. And so right at the right time, we're going to be studying. And I found out that it's going to probably have to be Aura 101 because there's no way you can cover all the outpourings. But we'll just cover some of them in detail that maybe people haven't seen some details before. And then we'll have a 102 down the line, but or 201, or however you do that. But praise the Lord, glory to God. The Sight and Sound people are allowing us, U3BI students that are on the line, on Thursday afternoon, they're allowing us to, the movie's not going to be shown until April 3rd, but they're allowing us to have a previewing at one of the theaters here in Branson just for us. So we're going to be studying that morning, The Awakening, The Great Awakening, and George Whitfield, and then we're going to be going that afternoon to the movie. Isn't that great? So praise the Lord. I appreciate and want to encourage all of you after April 3rd to look and see if The Great Awakening is going to be in a theater somewhere near you. It will be so apropos for you to watch it and catch it in your spirit, because, folks, we have got to pray for an awakening to God. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Praise God.
It still amazes me how you can sound so near.
Well, I am near in the spirit. We all near
yes,
in the
you
spirit.
Are. Yes,
yeah,
you are.
God. Yeah, I was just, when you were talking, I heard the American jets, military, flying above my head. They are so, I got to tell you, Mr. Brady, they're flying low, and they were sharp and strong. I mean, you could feel the atmosphere. They're just Ooh. Whipping by. I don't know where they're going, but
isn't that amazing? It's very interesting to we actually live here in Missouri, where they keep those stealth bombers. And every
yeah,
once in a while, I don't know whether it's in practice or what, but every once in a while we see them. It's thrilling to see them in the air.
It's yeah, thrilling. Of course, it's night here. We can't see them here at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very calm. The sirens went on a couple of times, and it's all good. And tonight, after this meeting here, I'm meeting with general that you met and the head of the police department.
Oh,
we are going to
yeah.
have coffee together, visit and know more about what's going on. I heard the embassy might be opening in Amman, so there's news that it's open and there's some news not open. So it's
Which embassy?
The American embassy in Jordan.
Okay.
In Amman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they might be opening. We've been meeting not on the site, off site. There's other places that for the
mm-hmm.
for the embassy that they own.
The one, and you work for the State Department. You're not meeting at the embassy. Yeah.
No, we're not meeting at the embassy. The embassy
is the friend you rode over with on the plane. Is he still there?
Oh yes. He's from Trump's team.
Yeah, he's from the Trump team. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the friend who, the first guy introduced him to the second guy. If I remember their names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the second guy?
Yeah, D is here.
Yeah, D. Okay, got it. These are people who
together.
Are on the Trump team. The first guy, the way that they got connected with Max is, years ago, I introduced Max at one of our
Autumn Assembly.
And the other man, who's been a partner for years, was watching. And he's on the Trump team, and he contacted Max, and they became very close prayer partners. Then he introduced Max to others on the team, and now you can't make this stuff up.
No.
They even know about the prayer calls, guys, and your prayers are affecting. God said to us recently, you have no idea how these prayers are changing things and helping things and working with God. God raised us up for a purpose, Max. He didn't just raise us up to have a meeting every Wednesday. That's not the deal.
No. It's about obedience and unity.
Yeah.
See, the Lord wanted us to be in unity. Go ahead.
And work with Him. He wants to use us. We are a company. He calls us a company. And I can remember years ago when He said, just as a nation raises up an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. So we are involved in the war just as much as in a sitcom, just as much as the United States Navy or Army or Israeli IDF. We're a company in this war.
Yes, we are. I mean, it was a couple of days ago, it was a phone call. People texting me like, is Benjamin, is BB okay? Is BB okay? And then I called this guy who is actually invading Lebanon on the ground. And he said, Max, you should know better. I got to go.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that silly? Yeah, that's silly. That's what you call fake news.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Crazy, Lord. I'm sure there's people that like to take him out. But God's got prayers. God's got prayers. And you are some of them. Father, forgive me.
We are it.
I don't want to be not humble. But guys, I think you're some of the finest prayers. You all on this line, I think you are.
Yeah.
I thank God for you. And I just get so tickled when I hear the place names, and sometimes you can hear them plainer than other times, but just think about it. Glory to God. Well, Brother Max, I want you to greet. I happen to know the general you're going to meet with. Would you greet him for Shelley and me?
Oh, absolutely. I will.
Good.
I
don't know the other man, but give him greetings anyway.
I sent you his picture. The other man, you should have his picture. A long, long time ago. He's a little, he's very, this guy, just like, my goodness, he came and he said, would you send a message to BB to tell him just to come over here? Let's just get it over with. I want him to be in charge of Jordan. I said, are you kidding me? You better be careful what you say because of his position. But that's how, that's what, how they feel, even, you know, in the upper chain. That's how they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming over to the house here. We're going to sit down and have coffee and visit.
Well,
I like Turkish coffee. I've been drinking a lot of it.
Oh, and they do too, Brother Ben. Just leave it. You drink my share.
I will.
Bless the Lord. But I let's just pray right now for that meeting. Father, these are very influential folk and handpicked folk. And I know they love Max, and I know they would get together just to have fellowship. But we pray your blessings on the meeting in whatever level it must be. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we cover it with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
No interference from the kingdom of darkness. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
This one man who's the head of all the police in Jordan, and that's not like your local police guy here. In Israel, the head of the police is the police for the whole nation. In Jordan, it's the same. He's the head for the whole nation. And he's the one that grew up with Max and told Max years ago, because he remained friends, I know you're an infidel, but I love you anyway. Isn't that funny?
Yes. Yeah. Does he
still love you?
Oh, my goodness. He came from Gulf of Aqaba today. He was in Gulf of Aqaba on the border by, you know, in Eilat and Jordan and the Red Sea. He drove his electric car. I told him I didn't like electric cars. I like to hear the engines. But anyway, he drove all the way here, and he stopped by. He said, I just wanted to see you. So he sat down for 15 minutes, and then he went home. But, yeah, I love him. He's just very... very kind. Quinn knows him very, very well. He brought flowers to Quinn, I think once or twice when she was with me here in Jordan. She still has his flowers here somewhere in the house. They're dry now, but they're here. She
you know,
everything.
Folks, as Max is so fond of saying, you can't make this stuff up. And you can't. But, oh, the Lord, he knew these things. The Bible says, Max, that he knew our days before there was even one of them.
That's true.
He knew this day that you're going to meet with your friends tonight before you were even born.
That's
a Muslim. He knew it. Oh, what a father. Oh, what a father. My Lord, we praise you. My
Thank
Father,
you.
We praise you. My
yes.
God, we praise you. We could never stop praising you. Never, 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 never stop praising you. And, oh, Lord, just to think about it, it's written that we'll get to praise you forever. And I remember Brother Halverson when he got caught up out of his body and he was in a group, he said, marching into God. And it was the first time in his life that his body didn't hold him out and back from fully praising you. We're praising you now, and we look forward to eternity when nothing will hold us, no earthly limitation, but we can just praise you with fullness. And we thank you now for the ability to praise you and give you glory and meet with others. And Holy One of Israel, you are the one who gave this marvelous gift of speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. You called it prayer, those who pray with an unknown tongue. And then you gave us interpretation. And now you have restored back to us what they knew on that day of Pentecost. They heard in their own language. And we look forward to being used by you first and then hearing how you used us in interpretation, Lord. We approach you humbly, but we approach you boldly, because of the blood, the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we can do so. Ivalantia makoka, Ivalandia makoka ninga, shantele bidio, va la parande makolo kumbragdevi sonto. Timalanti mokwak, Oh, bibalataya, bibalataya. Bibalataya, bibalataya, bibalataya. Kavidonga, shantinu mukwa. Kola baratinyo no kwakala kinyo no kakala dididisha. Mashole tibra makira kombre kataka frahli kobre kidika danja. Ishantono kombre. Galivratiando mika. O siantoni ni qua. Santioni ni qua. Abella helicangara caffretia nangalito. Parvidinch wa sherto. Pravi cangangeli d'ombre di combrocca fracali con le chelge no cora da diande. Chi paha fegno mica, ma coffiti acto. E shani nuwa mea onde me le donie ma collegia. E shani motuario, nangi. Ishu dosha bali taniero ne. E fredijua anioka da koraka be ianata koraka ba alatito karandia nakito. Fridi shuto no gibra. Fridi shuto no gibra dvicio. Asoniwa mikutu vabilajo ajanyo tebre valakonga alakabli kelekonganga. Menini qua, menini qua, menini qua. E gale guhura gavre dujwa tonye manga la cabrinho no kuhuru kubabi la toto tokambi. Ashana kora manieru to vrabalakaya na kahala kambre kadikanganga. Ishatobre shetele batio na kuhuru kumbakia na kobre. Kashatoria, bahala kafinyo no kwa, medika koka, medika nganga. Ishate kore kafretia no kore kambredia bandionde li koshandia na kore kabitio. Eli bahara kangra kaya na kore kondierno na kore kadijga da javara to jenge ni kore kodionde. Kafikationte me kwa. Papa pa kahala kahalianda. Oni makaya nakaya nakariandange ni kohre kabrake. Brusite no goshwe. Ime ni kwa bakatio ne karakondianda da kombreke diga alaila. Kapikalania ne kohre kobabra kate kohoshetianto. Shatoria pakalakangi ili kondiando. Cavelle dobre vita, no, la cara caha, cate cambabi, le donia, mertoninga. Mertoninga vito. Mertoninga vai. Vali do vecchia, pasco donce, cavilla torre badierto. Cavelle tu juatane, e je dico coco banca, alla cara tenio no corriata. E li dure suegne. E li dure kafra. Kali kangra da dihi jankion na korako dambri kada kangambi. Kamina ko. Kamina koko. Kamina koko fanga. Tebi dunia. Makitutu. Makitutu. E veli dushwa. Pashko dobre. Gosto ko ba kifraga donje kada ko upalataya, upalataya, upalataya. Brivrantu no kwa, bajuto, bajuto. Kave koti kaha. E mene kilian dovre dire kwa. Alle de joie e scelto kangi. e certo condiniga la lutta. Bravitonia meca alle due racaba a genico breghe e le combaba. Cavilotonia nequa. Cavilotonia. Pefrodushua ma ito. Pefrodushua ma ito kanga. Doors are open. Kabilatito. Doors are open. Akiandovre. Hadele patuach. Kajente. Hajente. Mua itu papelia. Mua itu pakongange. Oshatora manikko. Kafgadile kora kobilia danje no shwere na kanga. Ako le binyo no kwa. Ale kombre fgadinja. Peshitu, peshitu, peshitu. Gabitutia, gabituta, gabituta, gabituta. Porfenaka. Porfenaka nika ala kangabi dele gombaga. O barakatia nia. Combricata kabachi. Kambuli hush welto mo queer shantiene le cabrogdia no coroco debele tutta. Ashita, hamanika, 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 pallone mi qua. E sotto lo gobri cavraniero non mi qua la valitubra. E se ne come in ala non lo come, il hangri che dele con le cavrani e ne gore con brani e ne gore con dabri. E sotto pacchi. Santo romande. E le brecottiglia, ma con la dibra. Hashina cora. Avle di huxuerto, misti anto, blecavri, gale godabri, gale kangambi. Ato de go rocambra abrasete, ne go rocodange, de go doshkadabri, de la congrandie. Kabitulufa, kabitulufa. Kambaleti di kaprang o komba halakangabe. Mejutu, 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 mejutu. Ngeligu bruvro te shanto no kubra kafatanya ne kubra kukababi. Alla brehetico onge ne qua alla cabrica di capra alla cambra. E si te coho scepto no coraco delle congaraca d'Africa di conga. Cavigliato horoscenti ne cora batanci. Mastiando, mastiando, mastiando. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Borshitanya na kwa. Kavahalatonya na kwa, kalakahalakom bebelitinyo, no koroko danje de komba. Ikalakabri kita kafrahalakon riyama. No. Mishka. Bletovanya. Komanga diam, mako, kamala cabra, kalaka gambra, kalaka halakanga, kadi ishakyo. Oh, Father, dear Father, ishabro tifgo danje, po palito, mako kagabre. E gene cora co diando do goro co cambra ca hala cangra do de agendia no coro co le co bregde le catiante o godosca dabre. Shibrota, brief kadanje. Asana qua, kole kabdino, no koroko diapra, kafraka de angel, no koroko dianga, arakongara kadashka. Profe tuhua, amico. Profe tuhua, mangoledia. Oh, Father. Mishkora yamato. Okay, I got it. Evili husha, ma chono koroko dabri kedikalaka, adikavrakya na kohorakam. Bring God glory. Ibutuchwa, kabinako, evili duhorako binyo na koroko delikabra kadeka kangara godaha shantyonga na kohora. Isha to brikata kafrahala kanga kalaka baka. Shedaro ne qua. Pide oneva ala to brikata kongampi de kukaka. Isha to frange. Kalakam brevria donia ne qua la cabracciano code de cojegiana codo volle cabrivro de jangia ne cotto. Swearing, oh frata, oh manico, oh fracale denia nicora. E malia nonia, la mia nonia, mia dodadia no qua fate conoscende. Oh sabalatita. Adige sha, masciotelega adagio. Hafronierto. Kabila toto no manga, oni metuerio nene dubra. Ijenime qua. Kubra vitsujua denjenika. Krubi vatula ka shenjenikwa. Vuabo djernu nikwa. Babo djernu ngangi. Labitonierto, ansinio no kobila dinia na karakale kagaraga danie ne kohoroko bama la kila kahashanda kopa. Kabela tohra maka. Baletitio no kohola kabite de kahasha kange hala kakambre. Balo demia makora. Wabedinyo no kwashe tene, pupu shanya, agalita lito, kongo loko koko, and stoma kianda, fea do bravai, ijoto no kumbra kai kalakanga, ijoto kwa frakanga legonia na kora kadianda, ijoto kwa inako. And sir non onge le kosca da africa di gadafra. Halitania ne coca pigna. Ma collega bide go brevrega tasci antonie me calacacai e de combra fracandio nora magneti calogia micolai. Ici de cotua. Kafrida do go shenje ne koroko dimra kala kafratia na koroko babi. Kime ne halakai. Angala ki hile kaka. Lodi da gambre, lodi da dambre, kafrenyo. Kambili hidika, masho, tala kanka. Pashitanya mero. Pashitanya mero kinga. Ambudu djufa, pashonte mene kaka. Pashonte mene kwakwa. Gabila topa, kangaria nonye nikaba ala dobra frosiento mikai. Kalyanto Mikai, Kalyanto Mikai. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. I am just impressed with everything must bring glory to his name. The culmination of everything must be the earth, the peoples of the earth, the body of Christ must bring glory to his name. May this prayer call and our prayers, Lord, bring glory to your name. May Max's life and witness there in Jordan bring glory to your name. We thank you and love you and give you glory forever and ever and ever. And oh, Lord, may the church manifest your glory. Father, in the name of the Lord, we know that it means some things. It means even some repentance, changing of ways, turning around. But help us bring you glory. And we do pray for a great move of God, a great awakening. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Max. Are you there?
Amen. Amen. Yes, I'm here. Praise God. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see here. Praise God. Started with Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Statement. God cares for you. God cares for you. You are not little. You are not little.
But what was that word now?
Little. L-I-T-T-L-E. Little.
Okay.
You're
little.
Not,
okay.
Yeah. You are not little. I have plans for you. I have plans for you. I will not forsake you. I will not forsake you. And I want to spend eternity with you all. Wow. Okay, I'll read it again. God cares for you. You are not little. I have plans for you. I will not forsake you. And I want to spend eternity with you all. Next statement. This is really short and it's underlined. God has a plan for you. I will not forsake you. Oh, that's emphasizing the first one. Okay. This one is underlined. God has a plan for you. I will not forsake you. All right. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Peter 2:9. Ephesians 1:4-5. Ephesians 1:4-5. Next statement. The end of it is emphasized. I'll let you know. Read like this. When you put your faith in Christ, you become united to me. You become united to me as my child. And I have to protect. And I have to protect, provide, and care for you. I have to protect, provide and care for you, it would be impossible for me not to do what my fatherly duty and delight requires, and delight requires, okay, now it's underlined after requires, that is to take, that is to take care of you. You are my child. Okay. I read it again. I wonder if this is for a specific person or for all of us, because it's the same child. Okay.
It's all of us.
All of us? Okay. Yeah, you know
more. I know it's
me,
so I think it's for you, so it must be
for you. Yeah, it's for me. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. I need to stop thinking when I'm reading. Just read it.
Yeah, that's right.
At this point, yeah. When you put your faith in Christ, you become united to me as my child, and I have to protect, provide, and care for you. It would be impossible for me not to do what my fatherly duty and delight requires. Now, I'm kind of not lost here, but we'll see. Duty and delight requires, underline part, that is to take care of you. You are my child. And that's a statement. Okay. Next is Matthew 6:33. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Okay, let's see here. Statement. You can pray today. Again. You can pray today again with my friend and prophet. Pray big, bold, even demanding prayers to me. And I will answer renewed, R-E-N-E-W-E-D. I will answer renewed, prospective, renewed prospective of all. Renewed prospective of all that is yours. That is yours because you are my child. Here we go again. You are my child twice. Yeah, same, word to word. Okay, I'll read it again. You can pray today again. I just got this. He's telling us we're praying in the morning, now we're praying again. You can pray today again with my friend and prophet. Pray big, bold, even demanding prayers. Even demanding prayers to me, and I will answer renewed perspective of all. That is yours because you are my child. Okay. Next is Psalm 34:17. Psalm 34:17. Romans 8:31. Oh, and 32. Romans 8, 31, 30, 32.
Probably through 33.
Say that again?
Through 33, maybe.
You know, it looked like 22, but I think it's 33. I think you're right.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Because
31,
because there's,
31
yeah,
32,
because,
and 33, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I normally send pictures to Quinn because anything, I mean, she corrected me. Well, she.
Oh,
she
I'm glad for Quinn. I'm glad for her.
She does get the original notes.
You better thank God for eternity that he gave you Quinn.
Oh, I am thankful. I love Quinn so much. I kind of miss her. I need somebody to make coffee in a good way.
Oh,
American
radical.
Coffee. Okay. Let's see where we're at. Next is Deuteronomy 8:18.
You know what that is, don't you? Power to make wealth.
Oh, now I do.
Yeah. So see, he's telling us to be bold about asking. We'll talk about it when we get back to this.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you already know what's going on here. You know,
yeah, I do. I'm really hearing a lot here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To me, it's just like, you know, I need to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Seek God's plan and will. Seek God's plan and will through obedience. Through obedience and prayer. Through obedience and prayer. Listening to the Holy Spirit. Listening to the Holy Spirit. Finding my true will. Finding my true will. Okay, the rest is underlined. You must be committed. You must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. So the underlying part, you must be committed to do, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do. Okay, I'll read the statement again. Seek God's plan and will through obedience and prayer, listening to the Holy Spirit. Finding. What did I read before?
Finding.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Finding my true will. Underline part. You must be committed to doing whatever it is what I desire for you to do. And that is the statement. Next scripture. First Chronicles 4:10. First Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. Okay. Next statement. It's a bit long, but we'll get through it. Praise the Lord. Treat like this. I, Jesus, spoke these words. to my disciples. To my disciples. He's been mentioning his disciples lately in a few prayers. I, Jesus, spoke these words to my disciples and to the Jews around me. I explained to them, that whoever does my will, actually become part of my family, And this was, very important to me in my ministry. Okay. Now the list is underlined. As I emphasized, as I emphasized how obedience to God opens the doors, for you to become my sons and daughters in the kingdom of God. Okay. Let's read it again. I'll let you know when to underline the emphasize. I, Jesus, spoke these words to my disciples and to the Jews around me. I explained to them that whoever does my will actually becomes a part of my family. And this was very important to me in my ministry. Underline part, as I emphasized how obedience to God opened the doors for you to become my sons and daughters in the kingdom of God. Okay. I believe you got that, Miss Billy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then, now I don't know. This is the one. I don't think it's John, First John. No, probably not. No, John 9:31. John 9:31. Romans 12:2. So John 9:31, Romans 12:2, Mark 3:35. Mark 3:35. All right. Next one is it's emphasized, all of it. So next statement is emphasized. I, the Lord, wants you to stand mature, M-A-T-U-R-E.
Yes.
I, the Lord, okay. I, the Lord, wants you to stand mature and fully, fully assured. In my will, fully assured in my will, this only can be accomplished, accomplished, if you, church, refuse, I'll keep going here. If you, church, refuse to be confirmed to the world. Oh, okay.
Conformed
to the world.
I bet it's conformed.
Conformed. Yeah, you're right. Conformed. I always use conformed, confirmed. Conformed to the world instead. Be. Oh, transformed. This is a scripture here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Romans 12,
yeah.
too.
Oh, I need to decline this call. This second. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why it took me this long to swipe, but okay, I can't remember where I was.
Only if you refuse to be conformed to the world, instead be transformed.
Okay. By the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
It's right here. By the renewing of your mind by Jesus Christ. That's the statement. Okay, I read it again. I, the Lord, wants you to stand mature and fully assured in my will. This only can be accomplished if you, church, refuse to be conformed to the world. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind by Jesus Christ. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Galatians with a G. Galatians, 1:4. First Thessalonians. 5:8, 1 Thessalonians 5:8, 1 Peter 2:15, 1:5, 1 Peter 2:15. All right, statement underlined, not too long, but it's an underlined statement here. My word is clear. If you do my will. My word is clear. If you do my will, then you will receive the gift of eternal life. That's the statement. My words is clear. If you do my will, then you will receive the gift of eternal life. Okay. Next statement. What a great way.
Is this underlined?
No. The one I finished is underlined. Yeah.
Okay.
Now this new one is not.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way to wrap up. Yeah, to wrap up today's prayer. Today's prayer. Are you listening to this, Miss Willie? I'm sure you're right at it too.
I am.
Yeah. What a great way to wrap up today's prayer.
Prayer or prayers?
Prayers.
With an S?
With an S, yeah. Prayers. I don't know, is this a decision? A decision on obeying. Yeah, it is a decision. A decision. D-I-C-D-I-S-C-U-S-S-I-O-N.
Discussion.
Oh my goodness, I'm way off. Okay, praise the Lord.
Is it D-I-S-C-U-S-S-I-O-N?
Yes.
Discussion.
It is a discussion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Prayers, a discussion on obeying the Lord and following my plans for your lives. Okay, I'll read it again. What a great way to wrap up today's prayers, a discussion on obeying the Lord and following my plans for your lives. Okay. And next statement. Oh, this is the last one here, the last statement. And this verse, okay, where is the, okay, I'll wait. And this verse ties in perfectly.
What now?
With what
verse? Oh, ties.
Okay. Ties,
in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ties in, yeah.
Perfectly. Was
okay. Okay.
Ties in
and
perfectly.
This, yeah, ties in perfectly. With what it says in Hebrews 10:36. And this verse ties in perfectly with what it says in Hebrews 10:36. Trust in me, and it's underlined again.
You know, it's just like he's just having a conversation with us.
Exactly
today.
Right. Yeah.
Just like a conversation.
Yeah.
I know we're praying all these things, and like, for instance, when he says, my child, it can be a jillion people that he's prayed that for. But it's so personal.
Yeah.
Today. Really personal today, I think.
And he said that. He said that we are like wrapping up today.
Yes. I mean, that's something you would say with your two friends that you're going to have coffee with. You say,
yeah.
Well, let's wrap up this conversation.
Let's wrap up this conversation today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Let's see.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Some translations say to give you a future and a hope. God cares for you. You are not little. I have plans for you. I will not forsake you. And I want to spend eternity with you all. And then underlined, double emphasis, he's already said it. Now he's saying it again, and then he's underlining it. God has a plan for you, underlined. I will not forsake you, underlined. 1 Peter 2:9.
You know, Miss Billy, sorry to interrupt, but this is the Spirit of the Lord telling me this is for people who says often that I am nothing.
Yeah.
Or I am, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't say that, really, because
yeah,
you're God's
you
child.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't say, like, who am I? Like, I am nothing, or, you know, I'm not worth it. Anyway.
Yeah, because the devil will definitely try to get you to think that way.
Yeah.
But here's who you are. Look who you are. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you've been called into the kingdom of light, oh my goodness. When you put your faith in Christ, that's the moment you believed in him, you became united to me as my child. And I have to protect, provide, and care for you. It would be impossible for me not to do what my fatherly duty and delight requires. That is, and beginning with that is, it's underlined, that is to take care of you. You are my child. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, And all these things shall be added unto you. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able. Oh, how I love this. This is my scripture for Migdal. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good work. And
so
then
sorry,
I say,
did you read Ephesians 1, 4, and 5?
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
So we'll read that. I'm going to finish this verse, though, and read it again.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So that you may have all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good work. Okay, we'll go back to Ephesians 1, 4, and 5. And I'm going to... It's interesting because this morning he gave us Ephesians 1:3. So now he's going to give us the next verses. And this morning he gave us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. Accordingly, now we pick it up. Or even as he chose us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to the adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Hallelujah. Emphasizing that we're his children. And then reading the next statement, when you put your faith in Christ, you become united to me as my child, and I have to protect, provide, and care for you. It would be impossible for me not to do what my fatherly duty and delight requires, underlined, that is, to take care of you. You are my child. Matthew 6:33. We'll read it again.
Thank you.
Can't read it too much. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Then Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then my verse for Migdal, 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance in every, you may abound in every good work. And I always say, Migdal Arbel is a good work.
Yes.
Next statement, you can pray today again with my prophet and friend. Pray big, bold, even demanding prayers to me. And I will answer. Renewed perspective of all that is yours because you are my child. Now, when this was read, I immediately thought of Finney. One of the great moves of God, one of the great revivals in America was Finney. He had meetings. His name is Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y. And he said such great meetings in New York and in that part of the country that in the towns, all the saloons would close down. People would get saved. People say about Finney's works, and it was so wide, so broad, that the people stayed. I mean, they didn't backslide. They didn't go away. A great, great move. You might check out, we'll be studying a little bit about him, but maybe more in another class. Finney, F-I-N-N-E-Y. But he would always precede his Like, if he's going to go to New York to have a revival, he's going to send in Father Nash and another prayer. And they're going to go 2 or 3 weeks ahead, and they're going to spend days in prayer asking for an outpouring, asking for a manifestation, asking for a revival. And Finney wrote in one of his journals that he almost scared himself by the way he would pray. He said, I found myself saying to God, you don't think we're not going to have revival, do you? That's pretty bold.
Yeah.
And they got it. So God's telling us here to pray big, to pray bold, even to demand.
Wow.
And he's going to give us a renewed perspective of all that we have. Our perspective. Perspective is how you see things. Most Christians see God's provision as way too little.
Yeah.
Way too little. We're scared to ask for much. But he said, I will answer with renewed perspective of all that is yours. Because why? Because you're the child of the creator of the universe.
Wow.
Now, I know Deuteronomy 8:18 is going to talk about wealth. So let's see what the other scriptures say. Psalm 34:17. See, we're having our discussion now.
Yeah.
Psalm 34:17. Only Max and I are the only one that get to be heard. But you guys have a discussion. Have a discussion yourselves.
Yeah.
Afterwards, go over these scriptures
Afterwards.
And say, hey, we got to get our perspective renewed here, sweetie.
Yeah.
God will pay off our house or whatever.
You know, it's really when you have thousands on the call, I'm very sure all of them have something to say right now.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
And they'll have to say it to whoever's with them.
Yes.
Because if we turned it on, and we'd be a cacophony. We wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, listen to this. When the righteous cry, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Some translated, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Got any troubles? Be bold. Cry to the Lord. He'll hear you. Romans 8:31-33. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Hallelujah. The Amplified says, it is God who acquits us. In other words, he calls us not guilty to their charges. Deuteronomy 8:18. Now consider where he's putting this. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is this day. You see? He gives you the power to get wealth for him to confirm his covenant. Your being well provided for confirms his covenant. So when he told you up there to pray big and bold, I could even pray for the millions that it takes to complete Migdalar Bell.
Yes.
Just to show
that
he's in covenant with me.
He is in covenant with us. We just paid off the church. Thank you, our partners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because, you know, God works through people's hearts.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, if it's in your heart, give. If it's not, don't. Why? Because it has to be from the heart. And look where you're at with Migdal. Look at where you're at with Champion for Christ. Like half is paid already.
Half is paid already.
Yeah. We have the food a little over than half paid.
Yeah.
You know,
you take $75 per camper times 800.
Yeah.
It's a lot of thousands.
Yeah. For $50 a bus.
$50,000. Yeah.
A lot of thousands.
Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
And I'm sure everybody on this call are blessed with, you know, a way or another by giving or receiving. It goes both ways.
You know what I think? I think God has spoken to people who really work with him to be on this call. I sometimes have a little glimpse that he's called the people who are on the call.
Yes,
because I know really
agree.
Good people who are not on the call, really good people. They love God with all their hearts and they pray. But somehow they just don't feel, or I don't know what, I guess they're not called to the call.
Yeah, they're not called to the call. Or they're fighting somehow. Just like the friend of mine who said, well, he's a friend of mine now. When he called me after he stopped being on the call, the Lord spoke to him and he said, why you stopped or why you're not on the call? You took your supplies away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? I think God knows every supply that's on
he
the
knows
call.
Every supply.
I think we make up a whole.
Yeah.
And he missed that man's part.
Yeah, and he called me apologizing. I said, brother, I love you. God loves you. You're back, you're back.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Seek God's plan and will through obedience. Now he's going to start emphasizing obedience.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to God and ask him something, you need to make sure you're obedient to what he's called you to do.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be obedient. You need to be, he's going to say right here, you need to be committed.
Amen. Well, I mean, I could give you an example. I'm sitting here in Jordan, and so many people told me the war started, you are not to go, something going to happen. I'm like, speak life over me, pray for me, but I'm obeying the kingdom of God right now.
Yeah, you sometimes have to do that. Paul had to do it.
Yeah.
Even good people, Agabus and his four daughters who prophesied, they all told Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. You're going to get, you know, they're going to bind you. Agabus took his hands and bound them up. And Paul said, I go bound in the spirit. That was good people, Agabus, the four daughters who prophesied of the four daughters of, I forgot his name, Philip. But God doesn't always tell other people what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you have to obey when everybody else says you shouldn't. That's a real test.
Yeah.
I've had that one before. I've had
oh,
that
my
one
goodness.
Before.
I was going to say, you have a lot of them, Miss Louie. And
yeah,
I have.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, you make sure you're listening. That's what he said right here. You make sure you're listening. Finding his true will, and you're doing it. That's what this little one right here says. Seek
Amen.
God's plan and will through obedience and prayer. Listening to the Holy Spirit, finding my true will. And then underlined, you must be committed to doing whatever it is that I desire for you to do.
Praise God.
1 Chronicles 4:10. Brother Hagin tells the story that he was once in a revival. It was once in a meeting. You know, he traveled and preached. And he said they just didn't, the Spirit of God wasn't manifesting. It was dull and dry every night. And then one night, this young man gave a word from the Lord. And he said the glory fell and they had a meeting. But he went to the Lord afterwards and he said, Lord, I got to find out about this. He said, I saw that young man go into a bar this very afternoon. And Brother Hagin said, and the Lord said to Brother Hagin, well, what you don't know is, he went into that bar because he used to drink before he was born again, and the devil tempted him, but he turned right around and came back out and repented. Mm. And he said his slate was right clean. And Brother Hagin had said to the Lord, why didn't you use Sister So-and-so? Everybody in the church respects her. Why'd you use that young man? I saw him go into a bar. And the Lord said, what you don't know is, he went into that bar, repented, came back out, and his sheet is clean. He said, what you don't know is, I called her to be a missionary 25 years ago. And she refused. And she's been in disobedience ever since. So you can't always tell who's in obedience and who's not in obedience. You just be obedient, and your prayers will be answered. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border. See, that's bold. Mm-hmm. And that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested.
Wow. That's being bold.
Jabez acted, he asked big. He asked God to enrich him, to make him enlarge his borders. That means give him more land, give him more of everything. And don't let evil give me pain. Yeah, that's Jabez's prayer, and it's very bold. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I think he's saying that what he's telling us is good and acceptable. And if we obey and pray and listen to the Spirit, you can ask big, he'll do it. I, Jesus, spoke these words to my disciples and to the Jews around me. I explained to them that whoever does my will actually becomes part of my family. And this was very important to me in my ministry, underlined from now on, as I emphasized how obedience to God opens the doors for you to become my sons and daughters in the kingdom of God. John 9:31. Mm-hmm. We know, is that right, God? Okay. Now we know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. In other words, I think it's better, we know that God hears not sinners. They can't expect to get their prayers answered if they're in disobedience. But if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
This is the statement he gave us in the beginning.
No, he's giving it to us next. It'll be next.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mark 3:35. You think it's the beginning because we already read it before.
Yeah.
Okay. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. I, the Lord, want you to stand mature and fully assured in my will. This only can be accomplished if you, church, refuse to be conformed to the world. Instead, be transformed by the renewing of your mind by Jesus Christ. How do you get your mind transformed? In the Word of God. You read the Word of God and you change your thinking so that it matches God's Word. Galatians 1:4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father.
My goodness.
See, we don't need to conform to the world. We're delivered from it. We're rescued from it. We don't live like it or think like it.
Yes.
Here it is in the Amplified. Who gave himself up for our sins in order to rescue and deliver us from this present wicked age and world order. In accordance with the will and purpose and plan of our God and Father. So we don't think like the world. We've renewed our minds. Therefore, we can walk in a different area and perspective of God's provision. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Very wonderful afternoon prayer. Oh, it's wonderful. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. See, this is our protection. This is part of the armor of God from the world. The fiery darts of the world. This is part of the armor of God. It's given to us again in Ephesians. But here it is in Thessalonians. We're of the day. Let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. 1 Peter 2:15. For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Hallelujah. My words is clear. Oh, no, underlined. This is underlined. My words is clear. If you do my will, then you will receive the gift of eternal life. That's underlined. What a great way to wrap up today's prayers. A discussion on obeying the Lord and following my plans for your lives. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And this verse ties in perfectly with what it says in Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. So this tells us that there's a part in prayer and to getting our prayers answered, and that part is we're obedient as far as we know what to do. It's really a discussion of obedience. Underlined, trust in me. Well, Max, I enjoyed our discussion.
Yes. I enjoyed it too. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
So?
Yeah, just like, you know, you said earlier, we will not be in the mountain, but we are in the mountain. We are in downtown Minneapolis. We are in every place in this world. Jordan,
absolutely.
Israel, Dubai, Europe, England, Canada, Australia, all over. We know we have prayers all over.
And we're all up at the throne of God having a discussion.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, the wonder of it all.
Praise the Lord.
The wonder of it all.
Thank you, thank you.
An absolutely wonderful, wonderful day.
It is.
With the Lord and considering all that he revealed to us. I get it from the whole day that he wants us to have it, have things that he provided. He wants us to have victory. He wants us to be champions. And he's provided for it because it's our Father. But it's going to require faith and obedience and prayer.
And we are his children. Yep. And we are serving unlimited God. And we are to be bold.
That's it right there. That's what he wanted to get over to us. You chose the right word there, unlimited. It's unlimited.
Limited.
That's how you ask boldly. Like Finney, you don't think we're not going to have revival, do you? You don't think we're not going to have an outpouring, do you? We are going to have it.
We are going to have it, and we are having it, and it is happening. As a matter of fact, that we are together.
I can tell you.
It's happening.
Yeah, we're part of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We are a big part of it. I always say this. We are a big part of it. Yes, there's so many people, but we are big. I believe our prayer ministry is really impacting the nations because we are praying for America, we are praying for Israel, we are praying for so many things.
Well, he told us that, Matt. He told us that. He said, your prayers are affecting nations.
There you go. Yeah, that's true.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we're going to be bold.
We're going to be bold.
Going to be a lot of prayers going up to God, and they're going to be bold ones.
Amen.
Because he wants us to do it. He wants us to ask largely. That's why he says, pray big. Pray bold. Pray demanding prayers. There's a scripture in the Old Testament that says, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. And that means pray and command it, because we're his children and it's in the Word. But make sure you're in obedience, and not in rebellion.
Yeah. Even I always tell my church, like, when you pray, when you ask the kingdom of God for something, when you ask God for something, don't limit him, like, you know, he is unlimited. If your need is $2,000, don't stand on $2,000. Say, Lord, I need all of it. This is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I want it all.
Right. That's what he said.
Because sometimes we get, like, in a fear, like, oh, this is all I need. The Lord doesn't want you just to get by. The Lord wants you to live.
Abundant life.
Abundant life. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I start preaching. Bye.
Bless the Lord. Okay, guys, a couple preachers on the line discussing. And now we'll turn it over to all of you to say shalom, shalom, and get busy with your private discussions where you are. We love you. Shalom.
I love you. Shalom, shalom. Bye.